The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yeah. Can I see something gross?
Oh boy, you starting off like that, huh?
Yes or no? Do you want to see something gross? Yes or no?
Yes.
Keon?
Sure. No! Ah! Hey man, you got to chill out with your boy.
You look like you hurt that trying to do that position.
No, that's you. Shut up. Shut up.
That's what you get for trying to spice it up in a bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do it on carpet.
No, it's really sad what actually happened, though. So I was speaking on this cruise in the Bahamas, or it went to the Bahamas, like a 3-day, 4-day cruise. And we stopped on this island, I guess, that the cruise owns. So it's like it feels like an amusement park, but it's really just like lagoons and beach and like water park, whatever. So we just get there. And I go to turn around and reach for like a floating mat off the rack. Now, underneath it is concrete, but we're like walking on sand. Mm-hmm. So here go the concrete right here. The sand like ends like right here. I turn around and walk and trip over the concrete so fast, land on all fours. I had a huge bruise right here. Both my knees is busted up, one worse than the other, bleeding out, okay? And I was like, dang, I can either go find the like lifeguard and try to get first aid, or I'm gonna be on this island for only like 3 hours. I could just go get in the water and let the salt water clear it up. Cause I feel like you could put like saline. Ain't saline salt water on like a cut? So mind you, I didn't go look none of this up. It was just my little logic, like, first aid now or first aid later on the ship. First aid later. Sounds good to me. So I go and get in the water, and it's like a floating bar, but it's like the water is so shallow, it probably comes up to like your stomach or your chest for like kind of far out. So it's a lot of people just standing in the water, just drinking their drinks, you know, but it is ocean, but everybody's just standing there like a good 150, 200 people. And so then I'm in this water. My knee is stinging. Okay. It's a super salty stinging for like 30 minutes. And I'm thinking in my head, like, it's getting clean because it's salt water on my open wound.
Talking I get to
hold on, I gotta tell the story. I get out of the ocean and we head back to the ship. I go down to the medical bay and I tell the nurse what happened, and she's like, take this antibiotic ointment and put it all over. I was like, but it was salt water. So in my head, she was like, yeah, but all them people was standing around probably. And I was thinking in my head, like, you right. It was a whole bunch of bros in the water. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they definitely was peeing in there. So here I am with my open. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get a staph infection. Mm-hmm. Meningitis. Like, I'm over here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get herpes in my knee. Like, what? Yeah. Is there I didn't think about it. I thought the salt water was going to kill all that. So needless to say, I didn't get none of that, but I did have, it was really red, like it was infected for like a day. And I just kept putting that ointment on it, kept putting it. But yes, too old to be followed.
How long ago was this? Because that knee's still look infected.
Oh, no, it doesn't. That's healing. a week ago. I was showing them this, Herm. Look.
Oh, God.
Wow. I didn't even know you can get your leg that high. Go ahead.
Shut up. I'm flexible, Herman. Just because you dating old ass ladies who don't know how to flex their legs back behind their head, don't mean everybody like that.
I don't know their age.
Well, Bertha, Louise,
says 19, anything. I'm like, I'm good. You're good, girl. Come on. Come on in.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I've been walking around with a big old Band-Aid. Like, I'm way too old to be having a Band-Aid this big on my knee.
I'm happy you ain't getting no infection. I mean, honestly speaking, I don't want nothing to happen to you. You know.
Thanks, Herm. I appreciate you too, man.
Yeah.
I had posted yesterday, last week. I know that chlorine don't have a smell. It only has a smell when it's mixed with like organic
pee,
fecal matter, sweat, body odor, anything that mixes with it, that's when the smell comes. You can look it up.
So when we smell a like really, really chlorinated pool, we're like, oh yes, this has a lot of chlorine in it.
You think it's fresh and clean? Nah.
Oh.
You are swimming in human stroganoff.
My whole childhood.
Yeah, look it up. It is mixed with a whole bunch of organic dirts and sweat. And
but when they blast the like the pools in the jacuzzi, they use more than chlorine, though, right? When they're cleaning it, like chlorine is for maintenance, but when they got to clean it, they do it with more than just chlorine tablets.
It's the same thing they use to clean your cage, Tahir.
The first thing she said with the banger.
Look, I ain't even hear from Lulu yet. Hey, Lulu, how you doing?
He said, he said, welcome to Earth.
I was so patient with that. Dang, to hear. I got a hamster apartment downstairs for my hamster.
Oh, a hamster apartment?
Yeah,
you can come over. You can share
it's
the box.
Two levels. It's a two-level hamster apartment.
Two levels.
Now wait. Does it have the wheel? Because
it does.
I like to think exercise.
I was just saying, I like to think about exercising. I just like to have the treadmill in the house. The treadmill is a dresser. I don't really touch it, but it's just nice to have it.
Oh, we know.
Mm-hmm. Long as it comes with them little wood chips, he good.
Everybody's bag, hopping on the train, huh? Everybody's okay. All right.
You want him to take from his mattress? That's called blood.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
If Tahir start losing weight, what's the punchline now for him?
Damn.
You said what?
Damn. I don't know.
No, that's it. Just damn.
He said no. What'd you say, Dion? If Tahir loses all his weight, what will be his next punchline?
Oh, we got things.
We just gotta wait till it happens. We ain't thought about it yet because it
don't
gonna
be the
happen.
Same size. Might be more freckles. You know, more freckles. Still gonna love hot dogs. That ain't never gonna change. He's gonna have diet hot dogs for Tahir. Like it ain't never gonna change.
Ever since I caught Lulu peeing standing up, she ain't never got off my back.
Niggas. Hey, you know I tried that shit one time.
Me too.
No one is surprised, Lulu. No one is surprised.
Me too.
That looks so much fun. I want
to bring the Fabuloso, Mom. Hurry up.
Call Lulu. It's everywhere. Call Lulu. Lulu was in the Captain Morgan stands trying to pee in the urinal. I was like,
hey, that's how you do it too. Yeah.
She got boots. She got piss all over the Thames.
Hey, one thing I did that too in college once. It was only the boys' bathroom available, and me and my line sisters was pledging, and we went to boys' bathroom. I learned that as a woman, if you have to use a urinal, you have to turn around and face out and kind of bend back. That's how you pee on a urinal as a woman.
Oh no!
How did you try it at first? Did you hit them with the?
Well, yeah, I was like that. And I was like, ew, I'm way too close. To it's like, ew, I'm not.
You gotta get some height on it. You gotta let it
no,
go.
No, like girl, you know, you just turn around and you squat a little bit.
If I'm gonna stand out a urinal, I'm going full in. Like, I'm gonna stand.
You're gonna have to do the matrix so that shit don't go on your leg.
Right. Meanwhile, the pee is flowing down your leg because that is not how women's pee work.
So, Meg, you were on a urinal, reverse cowgirl, and pee.
Yes,
that's nasty.
Yeah. No, you don't touch nasty. It. The other way, back you splash. Running down your leg, wasn't it?
I'd rather run down my leg than the back splash.
No, it wasn't no backsplash.
Girl, if you got a pee-pee and that shit shoot out, nah,
it wasn't no backsplash.
And Meg got a scream like a horse. I've heard her pee from different. She was up in the bathroom upstairs, and we heard her pee at all death. We was like, God damn.
All right, to hear. Okay.
Heavy flow Meg.
Heavy flow.
It is what it is.
Come on, thick like honey.
You got either stand like that, or you got like spread the lips and just let it do what it do.
That's Meg rap name, Heavy Flow.
That means two things.
Three.
Go ahead,
wait a minute. Are we talking about the same thing? Wait.
It's all you.
Like,
are y'all talking about the same thing? I don't think we are.
All are you.
Gross.
Literally.
Yeah. That was already my AKA before the punch.
What? It's all on you.
Wait, Dion, that's your AKA, Heavy Flow.
No, see, that was already her AKA.
My bad. I didn't know.
I was already Heavy Flow before I made that punchline.
I don't think we are.
Dion, kind of like you live. It's all on you.
Right, that's the first one. You finish up, you be like, "Hey, it's all on you."
I'm gonna steal that. Thanks, Herb.
Oh shit. How was everybody's weekend?
Oh, it was great.
Amazing.
I'm living life now. I'm rich, y'all.
Why are you still in that same apartment?
Okay. All right. Well, I lied. I'm not rich.
Thank you, Meg. Why you got boxes on the top of there if you rich?
Still live in that marketing office.
Okay. You're right. You got a point. I gotta wait a little bit of time for the money. That's what they told me.
Living in that cubicle.
What happened? Did you get a like accident on the city bus?
It's a net 360. I'm just waiting on the days.
Net 360?
No, I'm That's lying. A long time. The money's coming. Damn.
That's
like net 60. What? Where did you get the money from?
You was in an accident? Like a hair loss thing?
It's been going for a while.
Lulu's on a rampage today, bro.
I know.
Hey, man, listen. I was in Scotland for a week. I had nobody to roast. So I've been waiting. I've been missing y'all. Okay.
What you was in Scotland doing? Wrestling? Kangaroo?
Wrestling?
Kangaroo. They didn't even kangaroos in Scotland.
Demographic, yo.
I should have just left it at wrestling, but I want
to. I see you try to go fast. Go ahead. I'm going to give you a minute. Go.
All right.
Get it in. Go.
All right.
Let them cook.
What you was in Scotland doing? Wrestling gingers?
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going to cut that out, Ken.
Wait. Let me try one more time.
I can't get that part in.
It's because we waited for it. If it would have flowed, we would have laughed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gave him an opportunity, Herb.
What you was in Scotland doing? Making bagpipes?
Actually, I did play bagpipes. I played 100-year-old bagpipes that nobody else has ever played. I played in a professional golf tournament, and I got to play one of the most exclusive courses out there. And I got to interview this LPGA player for Adidas.
Somebody told me that it looked like Lulu got a bagpipe. Okay, all right, I tried it. I just wanted to see where it went. It didn't go anywhere. It was a dick
joke. I got a colostomy bag.
We don't like dick jokes here. Don't not laugh at my joke to hear because we didn't laugh at your joke. Don't do me like that.
I know, I'm that petty. That shit could have been a banger. I still wasn't going to give you shit.
God damn.
I'm glad you're getting the heat off of me because that conversation is going to shred your ass apart.
I tried.
Where were you going with it? Was the bagpipe like a penis?
It was
is that what
penis.
You were trying to say?
It was the bag and it was the pipe.
Got it. Bagpipe.
I was trying to
say bag and pipe.
Huh?
She had a bag and pipe.
Yeah, her
that's it when it got no
bag and a pipe.
Do your hand motions again for penis and balls?
Oh boy. Oh yeah. That's a screenshot right there. That nigga.
At least you was accordingly. You had the balls up here and the penis. I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, right.
That's a thumbnail for this episode.
And we need Roxy to put that PNG right on top of it.
She was so quick with it last time, that little asshole. Anyway, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into this first topic of the day. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Actually, you know what? Let me introduce everybody first. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez up to hear more, and our special guests, Herm and Dion Leggs in the building. We're going to jump to this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, who would you rather beef with? Kanye versus 50.
Oh, eat Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Easy
That's
work.
A good one.
Dude. Yeah.
Because he battle his own self, just talk himself into the turmoil. He said nothing. He did that to himself.
He'd be like, you see the fact that he ain't say nothing? Means he ain't nothing. You be like, hey, man.
You know why Deion didn't say nothing? Because of the Jews. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about? It's like, what are you talking about?
Damn.
I know, 50 is too petty. 50
ain't
petty.
Making music no more. I ain't heard nothing new from 50 in a while, but Kanye gonna put you in a song.
No, but see, 50 a professional troll, though. Yeah, he will troll you till the day's over. Like, Kanye ain't gonna do none of that. He might put you in a song, but the song might be a little wet right now. You know what I'm saying?
But Kanye will share your text messages that you sent him. He'll screenshot. Yeah. You don't have no problem with telling everybody the truth.
But 50 gonna troll you. He gonna go on a podcast, troll you. He gonna make a character about you, put it in Power Book Part 5 and troll you. Like, nah, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Hold on real quick, y'all. Did y'all see Deion drinking salad water?
What?
Let me see. What you drinking?
Stop it, dude.
You trying to get it all in one, huh? Okay.
Cucumbers, mints, and lemons, yo. Pipe down.
Was you drinking it like this to catch the cucumbers?
How else am I supposed to drink it?
You drinking it like this.
Oh, wow. Damn, why they going to do you like
I'm
that?
I'm up here trying to, better my life and cleanse
Good
my
job.
Body.
Good
y'all,
job, Deion.
Ain't nobody
Is this
here.
Your first day doing that?
I'm down 13 pounds. I can't get a nice fit.
Hey, give it to Tahira.
Can't see it in the shoulders or nothing. You know
no, stand up. Let us look at your hips.
Yeah, but maybe at 15 we'll be able to see it.
We'll start noticing it in the face first. Then we could draw you differently.
You also got to stop buying your clothes at Mimi Maternity if you want us to notice, because they already make this stuff kind of baggy. So,
yeah.
Okay, so that was one that didn't land either. Okay, so we now
Man was laughing.
It was half laugh.
I would have laughed.
It was like a pity laugh because you're my brother.
I would definitely laugh if it wasn't for me.
I feel that.
Uh-huh.
Deion, I'm proud of you because I'm trying to lose weight too. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get on it.
I'm proud of you too,
Deion. More than water, Meg.
Shut up, Herman. You know they make man units here in Atlanta.
You in
Who wouldn't look right with one? I don't think he would look right with one.
I would look
he got
like
a nice shape head.
Hey, you might be a whole bad bitch with a hair unit.
I'm gonna look like my mom. It's gonna be
pull
scary.
Up a picture with your hair, Herman.
I gotta go too deep in the archives.
You in the fifth grade? Like,
don't Herman, you ain't ever seen that 12 years
hold
old.
On, hold on, hold on. Show me the picture of you at a smaller size, Tahir.
Oh, boy.
Tahir be showing them pictures. Tahir, you got them pictures. I saw it.
Yeah, yeah. And he was when he was 8 pounds.
Any baby named Herm.
Yeah, 3 ounces. That was the smallest he was.
Any baby named Herm gonna come out bald.
Damn.
I don't give a hell who the parents are.
How often do you shave your head?
Every day.
Damn.
I we always talk about his head every time he come on here.
Man. I try to do that. My head started getting like sensitive.
Oh yeah, I got good skin, so it don't really
start to kind of hurt. It irritates.
No, that means you have bad skin. If it don't, if you can do all that kind of trauma to it every day, nothing happens.
My skin don't bump up or nothing like that.
Oh, this is good. But I'm talking about my head up top.
No, this need none of it.
Bro, I that's the whole reason I grew a beard was because I couldn't shave. Anytime I shaved under here. Bump City, baby.
I thought you were trying to cover up your double chin. Because good job, you did.
But I saw Meg's mind, like she was thinking. So I was like, let me let her cook. And I was just looking.
This whole time, I thought it was because of the double chin.
Tay, remember when we used to do a morning show, and I would always brush. He had a patch right here in his beard that he always missed. It would be so nappy, and I'd be like, "Give me." You there. Probably can see it. It's still there. You always miss it. Why?
Tool for nostalgia. Hey,
calling my beard nappy is racist, man. Because you're not all the way black.
It is.
Oh damn!
You only got
hair. Receded.
Come on now, it is received right there. I'm telling you, I'm showing you the process.
Honey, you're still cute. You don't need the hair to be cute. You still cute.
Hey, I see the suitcases on your
snack back over there. The
suitcases on your hairline. Your hairline was already. Right, I'm about to get up out of here.
I'm out of here. Hey. I seen the suitcases. carry-on bags. How long ago was that?
Hey, you see the hairline in the picture? The hairline putting the shirt in the suitcase.
This when I was living in Philly, so probably almost like 15, 20 years ago.
Damn.
You look exactly the same, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
You do. Exactly. Minus all the hair, but that's
minus all the hair.
Y'all real loose with this term, exactly.
Man. Let's not. All
right, here we go. This one, I'm Dominican in this one.
I would take you home. Look at that.
Why look at that? Like a young Tyler Perry.
Shut up, Meg. Stop ruining my vision.
He do.
Stop ruining the vision. Man. Why would you say that?
Because look, if you're not going to take him at his ugly, don't try to take him at his cute.
There you go. Ugly?
Hey, that nigga Herb thought he had a friend. Meg don't do nothing without intention.
Are you ugly? I said that you're ugly. That's everybody ugly is a different level from other people's ugly. Okay,
nah, man, don't try to clean it up now, nigga. Sit on that heel.
There's a lot of ugly people that got money that's all of a sudden they're attractive.
I'm waiting for his 360.
Listen, we're not gonna get in politics in Jonathan Major's career. We're not gonna do that right now. We're just gonna focus on.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I have a homegirl who loves Lil Wayne. She said he is so fine. I was like.
She got a dad.
She got a dad. Is that what you said?
That's the first thing she said. Not morals, or is she blind, or she said she has a dad.
Now, you know what though? I think, like Farron has said, she was attracted to Lil Wayne's talent.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
She's like, I don't know why, but I'm attracted to Lil Wayne, and she was like, I think it's his talent because she knows that he's not like you know.
Mm-hmm. And when you have talent, you become confident. When you become confident, you become attractive.
Okay, that's true. Confidence confidence does eludes attraction. Attractiveness.
That's how Tahir used to get him back in the day, right? Because he wasn't a looker, but he had all the confidence in the world.
Damn.
You got confidence every time you try to put on a tight shirt, knowing that your soda's going to bust that bitch out the bottom.
He said, every time you go to put on them jeans, you be confident, girl. You say, you know what?
Her bra looked like a WWE championship belt. That bitch.
I was confident these fit yesterday.
Got the buttons and the rivets. I ain't never seen nobody bra got rivets on it.
I'm not laughing, Meg.
She's crying. That's what she's doing.
Guess I wear these tights then.
Look, if you get a man unit, you could do this.
What's that?
Oh, she ready for that?
You could get waves. You could get curls. You can get a fade. You can get number two. You can get all of that.
I tried that one time. It works one day because the wave cap. You got to keep on to keep it. It's not like you can just kind of take it off and put it back on. It's like really glued on your head.
Yeah, it's supposed to last for like 2 weeks. What were you doing?
Right, can you out here sweating like a bear?
Right. All you need is a permanent marker. You can just draw it up there for real, for real. You know, nobody will know.
They know.
Let's try it out.
Nah, it's because Sydney had one too. And Sydney shit started looking crazy after like day three too.
Yeah, you got to have that wave cap on tight.
I ain't never seen somebody
look. The new updated versions. These dudes be lasting for like 2 weeks.
You know why I would never get it? Because LeBron got the most money in the world. And every time he get one, it's sweat out by the third quarter. Yeah.
But just because he got money don't mean he getting the good shit. You know?
Why would he not be getting the best shit?
Because rich people be the most stingiest motherfuckers in the world.
That's how
explain Kevin
rich.
Durant though. Explain Kevin Durant's hair. What's going on with that?
Kevin Durant not bald. He just peasy.
He just don't care. He don't brush it.
Right.
Wait, look, what? Peasy?
It's like, look, it's peasy.
Yeah, it's like
taco. I haven't heard that in a while. I haven't said that in a while. But yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've never heard that.
It's like the project's front yard. It's just like, you know, they don't respect the sidewalk. They just walk over.
Kevin Durant. You say, who do you say, Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
It's like if you drop raisins on like a hardwood floor.
It looks like an aerial view of a forest.
Man, I met him one time. Wow. It was just like, I just kept staring at his hair. I still wanted to brush it for him. I was like, man, you need a woman in your life, man.
What if that becomes a thing?
Leave him alone. Let him be nappy.
I think all bald people should make that a thing. Just let it happen, man. And if some nigga who got a lot of money will make it happen, it would become a trend.
What do you mean, just be bald?
Well, just, you know how like black people can't just let this part grow and this part be balding. Like white people do, you know, they kind of like
George Jefferson,
because it looks crazy.
Right, right.
No, it's not. No, what y'all need to do is let it grow and just do one braid in it around this side.
Meg, why are you doing this to them? Why are you doing
that? Boom. And that's a whole new trend. You got your braid. Ayo.
Now let's say you do your one braid. Who gonna roast you harder, Kanye or 50?
50. But Kanye designed a sneaker after the braid, and then that'll be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He got the new one braid Balenciaga. Crazy. Damn, everybody got to tie their shoe using that one braid.
Just a tap, just one tap. There.
So it's like a zipper, that's just the braid. Like.
And then you know, 50 Cent will have you as a hashtag. You think like to hear more cognac. You know what I'm saying? He does a little brand, you know, power coming out. Like he be branding himself. He be branding
Geffen Records, if a Geffen Vodka, all of.
Yeah, he be having all his shit, man. It's thing. Treeport.
Branson, Herman's Ball, Branson Cognac.
Like, why am I attached to this?
The promotion. I would rather be beef with Kanye for sure. Also, 50 can fight. 50 is.
But we ain't never seen Kanye fight.
But Kanye, yeah, we assume he can't fight because he. Okay, had, yeah.
No. Remember after he said that slavery was a choice statement, he was up at TMZ, and Van Lathan was like, "Come on, man, come over here." He was like, "You gonna hit me if I come over there?"
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So he definitely can't fight because 50 would have been like,
yeah.
Where?
Niggas say, hey. Now you gonna try to fight me if I come over there? He's like, I'm not, man. I just want to hook you, bro.
Right. Van Lathan. You thought Van Lathan was gonna fight you?
Hey, Van Lathan is tall. Okay,
he might tall, be a little Van Lathan is tall.
But he don't give off threatening.
Right.
As much trolling 50 Cent has done, if somebody had said he sold his soul, it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Because he has had a flawless career, man.
Right.
Like, he has hated on numerous people and pulled people down. And, his
and nobody said nothing to him.
I feel like 50 is more dangerous now than he was when he first started rapping. Because he got like, I remember an interview he was doing and the guy said like, what if you came up here, I tried to do something to you? He was like, you think I'm worried about you? I got this guy over here that I ain't nothing in how long. I pay him.
He had a whole song called "How to Rob an Industry Nigga." Like, you think he not? You think he's scared?
Yeah.
You think he worried?
Not at all.
That is true. He's not afraid to say stuff and nothing happens.
But that's a problem because now he's become more valuable. Now he has a whole studio. So it's like.
And he still don't care.
Hey, her manager just walked in from lunch.
Niggas
say,
where are those expense reports?
Where's the progress report?
No, Herman's like, I'm talking to my friends, mom.
He hopped up quick. I'm sorry, give me like 45 minutes. Please leave me. I promise.
Give me
I
have a progress report
in 45 minutes, man. Please.
It was some bitch walking in like, because what you doing in the room with the door closed?
Who's wow, some bitches out here? You FaceTiming bitches?
Who you FaceTiming bitches?
Put his camera off real
no,
quick.
You hopped up. It's so
like
you
got hopped the up
that
so
was the
fast.
Guilty hop up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
It, now, honestly, if we seen chaos in Herm's camera and like will we keep this squad cast? We'd be like,
yes, keep it. Yeah, are we in this car?
Who the fuck are you? He's hey, come on, man, please. He's like, hey. Can I just here, cut me out, please.
I love when the promo clips write themselves. That would be perfect.
Who the fuck? Never you seen think? Nobody hop up that quick, right?
He's talking to the owner of the house, talking about something. I'm not finished yet. He like, Harm, you said 5 minutes. You better go back to your box. Get out of here.
They fucking this money up. I'm like, hey, I am, and they talking louder now. They don't give up. I'm like, bro, I'm online. Please. Let me have the conversation.
Oh,
they're good. Like, we have a meeting, Herm.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, so funny.
I'll be doing this
to do squad cast. That's crazy work.
That's crazy. Oh. I feel like I got to feature them on here. Like, hey, fellas, why don't y'all come just jump in the video? I can talk in the room.
That's the bread.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really tastes. Is threatened by Kanye in the slightest. You just don't want to beef with him because he just feels like he'd be annoying than anything, right. More annoying.
Who
than
has who got ruined by Kanye? Nobody. They just kind of like laughed at him or they kind of like, you know, shrugged their shoulders. I think he honestly perpetuated Taylor Swift's career. Like people felt sorry for her and started investing.
I never felt sorry for her.
And perpetuated.
God damn, Lulu, get it off your chest.
Because he was right, man. His delivery was wrong. But he was right.
100%. Right, but you know, white people can't take that. So they were like, oh my gosh, look how he bullied this sweet little innocent girl.
Yeah, they sweet little innocent girl.
This sweet innocent girl who be dating these white boys for a little bit, then make a song off of them, date them for a little bit, make a song off of them. Y'all don't see the pattern?
Family Guy made a whole episode. Made a whole episode about how Taylor Swift the dates guys just to get her heart broken so she can make a new hit record.
Did she still dating Travis Kelce or is that done?
Yeah.
I hate that wait, love
wait
story.
Till
that
he, wait till he to. Not go to the Super Bowl next year. See what happened.
He made him so corny. Now, don't he seem corny?
No, she took him from us. Man.
Mm-mm. You can have your white boy back. Go ahead. We still got Shannon Tatum, bitch. You can have
Shannon Tatum. Oh, yeah, he is getting married to Zoe Kravitz.
Whoa. Is he?
He's engaged to Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, shit.
Cook. He makes sense. That they look good together.
Cook. I'm about to make a name for myself.
I'm about to make a name for myself.
You know how long I waited for this movie.
You know how long I've been waiting for this. He been waiting to get some black shit. Man, what?
Damn.
He was trying to step up into some black pussy. That's all he was trying to do.
It was funny because I understood it, but it took me a minute to like register what he was saying because it was coming out so fast. I was like, I know this is English. What did, okay.
When he first introduced himself, that part I was like, what? Yeah. And I usually watch it with captions on, so absolutely. I was in the movie, they no captions. I was like,
I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone to the movie, it's like, where the caption? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we at the movie.
I almost want to go to the hearing impaired theater to see if they actually have the captions.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Wait, what? That's the thing?
Well, I mean, they have the option for the hearing impaired. I always see it when I'm buying my tickets. So I'm like, is it a different theater? Do they wear glasses?
Wow, you know what's crazy? This is really sad. When I saw that before, why in my head I was like, oh, they gonna give them inner ear things that they can hear it.
Yo.
You know what's funny though?
Crazy work.
Blind people listen.
I did not think about that.
I used to work at Best Buy, and this guy used to come in and buy new DVDs every month. And I'm like, sir, you blind. What are you doing? He was just listening to him.
Yeah,
like it's something where
that's a podcast. It's
right,
a podcast.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, sir, with the explosions and everything, like you don't want to see the explosions.
No. They all look the same.
He wanted to see
they
it,
all
her,
look
but
the same.
All explosions are the same.
Yeah, you ain't right here. don't want to. Like, he like, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna just close my eyes on this.
Imagine like a face off. He's like, put the down. He like,
would y'all like, rather see a movie or hear a movie?
See a movie. Ooh. I can lip read.
What if there's no captions? Like everything, you just either see it or you hear.
I'll see it.
I'd rather see it.
Yo, I saw, believe it or not, I saw Quiet Place 2 in the Spanish theater, and you know, obviously everything was. So when they were like doing sign language, I was like, I don't even know what's happening right now. That's how to communicate with you. I was like, God.
Why did you do that?
It wasn't on purpose. It was cheap. It was by my neighborhood where I was at. I was in Tucson with my kids. So I was, oh, let's go check it out. Perfect time. It starts in like 20 minutes. So we went to go watch it. I said, yep, this is Spanish. Yep, let me look at the ticket. Yep, definitely did. I was like, it shouldn't be your problem because it's Quiet Place. We should fit right in. I said, oh,
hey, man, this is why your kids hate you, Dion, because these are the stories that they're going to remember to make sure they never do with their kids.
You know, one time my dad took me to a movie theater, The Quiet Place 2, and it was
I didn't think it was going to be a problem because I was like, it's quiet the whole time. They're not going to be talking.
No, they're talking that movie. In fucking silence. It's like Charlie Chaplin. Like, what do you think? What's happening, Dion? There's still words.
Speaking Spanish. Mucho, no!
No. They wasn't speaking Chuta. Spanish. It was
they
Spanish
were signing. Caption. Yeah, the captions were in Spanish when they were signing.
Yeah. So I saw Spanish words. So they were talking in English.
Okay.
But when she started signing, I didn't know what they were saying.
Okay, that's still a big win.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Beefing with 50 or beefing with Kanye?
Kanye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kanye. Sorry, yes. Okay. Sorry.
Unanimously, Kanye. All right, we're going to jump right into this next topic. Next topic is never find love but have great sex versus happily married with bad sex.
Dude is already.
Probably early on, but it needs to be.
Yeah, I remember this. This is pissed me off back then. Pissing me off now.
Yeah. All right, say it again. What is it?
Never find love but have great sex versus happily married with bad sex.
Come on. I'm going with the first.
Then why am I happily married?
And you have sex with yourself, it's still bad.
You love that person. You love that person.
I wouldn't love him if the sex is bad.
Oh, Lulu,
this is facts. Blood. Y'all be trying to lie and act like, oh, I'm no, because I know me, I'm a cheat if the dick is trash.
Lulu, you're gonna cheat if the dick is good. You move.
No,
like
I'm not.
Nigga.
I'm a loyal motherfucker. The only reason why I would ever stray is if I don't come. And if I don't come, it's your fault.
Oh boy.
It's because the dick.
That's
is
not the guy's problem.
True. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's not.
Look, it's the way she said it, like, problem. It is our problem.
Yeah. If it's a thing of like coming fast, like the guy come fast, and that's why you can't come. But if y'all having sex, like say a 15-20 minute session, and you don't come, you can't blame that on the guy.
No, because if he was good, I would come in 15 or 20 minutes. That's not the problem. The problem is you just said the sex was bad. So if the sex is bad,
well, how bad it also determines how bad your clitoris mileage is. You know, how much you've been double-clicking the mouse, you know? How many city mouse you got?
True thing. I don't know if you know how clitoris has worked, Dion, but that's not
a true thing. You didn't wore that mug out.
This nigga ain't never had sex before.
We can tell who always missed the clitoris. Oh, no, I can't touch it. It's out of service. You done did too much.
Hey, Dion trying to use sign language on the clitoris. He's trying to find
it. Well, he's
but
not.
It's in Spanish. So nobody understood that shit.
Nobody understood. Like,
that is true.
What'd you say, man?
Can desensitize it. So he's not lying. A little bit of truth there.
You got to be a whole whore to have, like, not sex worker.
I feel like there's a lot of whores.
Meg is just rough. Meg is just rough with her rose. She pick it up and smash it.
Come on! Faster! Harder!
Almost dead!
Oh my God. If you have to do that with a rose, then yes, that is definitely a whore. Because there's that thing is so like it's too much. Too much.
Yes. Bad.
Yeah, I go with the
yeah.
poison.
Good sex. No marriage.
No marriage.
Yeah. No, I would rather have a good just lasting for life. I'd rather have a good marriage with bad sex.
No, because I don't just don't. Like you said, I don't think I would be able to have a good relationship without good sex.
Because every time we argue, I'm gonna be like, "What? What? Wait, what you gonna do? Nothing. You can't fuck me to shut up. What you gonna do? Nothing. Shut up. Go away."
Now I gotta kill you. You said this three times already. Hey, in front of my friends, on my birthday.
Hey, you niggas. You need
somebody
sick,
that's
right?
Gonna shut you up. Like, hey man, like, oh shit, I'm sit down, I'm gonna be quiet.
When you get sick, you gonna want that love though. You niggas catch pneumonia or you catch
y'all be downplaying.
Listen,
real.
I got love. my little
everybody
nice
go
thing.
Through something. Life sucks, okay? And sex can't fix everything.
I listen, Meg, I hear you.
At this point in life, I'm gonna go get some Robitussin. Give me the pussy.
Elderberry. I could buy a prostitute to
yeah, listen.
Put a bandaid over my love.
Listen, every time I'm sick and I'm here by myself, I'll be all right, you know, get a little Postmates, deliver my shit. You know what I'm saying? My little things, they be sending me things through Postmates. So good. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have true love. Mm-mm-mm.
All right, you gonna be mad.
Call me a Disney princess.
That role is gonna be like true love.
He said it was it's a real happy, wonderful marriage.
It's a great man. Everything is great except for the sex.
Exactly.
How many it's okay babies can you take? It's okay, baby. We'll try again tomorrow.
I mean, it would be really tough, but I think about the alternative. I just
it's okay,
I don't know.
Babe. It's all right.
Because some people's physical is connected to their emotional, meaning if the emotional side ain't tapped, the physical don't respond. I'm one of those people. Like you, I can't have sex just because. Like I have to feel an emotional connection. So being out here having I couldn't do it.
The best sex is with no emotions.
I really tried this.
Yeah, I get it. You tell you got a penis. Okay, I get it, Lou.
Don't be mad at me because your heart be betraying you. Fuck that. Like,
Meg make a nigga do like a math worksheet before she fuck him just to make sure that it's totally aligned.
Meg, one of them people that stop you right before y'all start, like, what's your middle name?
What? Meg's like, tell me my shoulders are small.
Hey, my dick out. My dick out right now. I'm not talking about my 5-year plan.
Tell me my shoulders are average. Come on.
How do you want to do this when we get here?
I want a connection before we get intimate.
From you, Lou, from anybody else, but you just came out like that to the phone. We know you got a penis.
You don't like it when it's thrown back at you, babe. You
well, Lou,
like
we do
it.
Know you got a penis.
No, it's okay. I can take it, Lou. I love you. I can take it.
She can take it. She just won't come.
Hello.
Lou ain't got a penis. She just be doing the fucking.
Just saying, if my heart ain't in it, my body don't respond.
It came in the mail yesterday, okay? I got one. Beautiful. It's brown. It's 8 inches.
Boy.
Oh, that's the model I sent you, girl.
Be on the lookout for Lou's OnlyFans page dropping next week. We got that new content for you.
I do want to do OnlyFans though, but it's just my feet.
Just your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I'm gonna put little hats on it.
You wore Tim's all your life. Don't nobody want to see no construction
feet. I'm about to say, do you got nice feet, Lulu?
I got real pretty feet.
Freak?
Freak?
Freak? If you call it a
freak,
you gotta
be ghetto with it. You can't say feet.
All right, let me see.
Oh, you gotta be very mindful, very demure.
You gotta be.
Stop saying that. Demure.
You see, I do my OnlyFans. Very mindful, very demure.
Yeah, until they say, hey, I give you 10,000, go a little higher. You be like, okay, go a little higher.
Like what, like a nipple?
They keep going higher, you be like, God damn, it started off as a feet, but now I'm showing everything.
Now, dudes be sending me money for my feet.
They be like, hey, I'll give you $30 if you put some Tims on.
You still ain't see these feet? Show us the feet.
How am I going to do it?
Put some
you
Tims
got an
on,
untired
no
Tims.
Right, you still got combat boots on. Take the boots off, girl.
Tim's on with no socks.
Oh, she can't nice get that feet. Leg up. She can't get that leg up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a big ass foot, but goddamn, ain't nice.
Why your big toe look? Hold on,
a compliment and insult at the same time.
Why my big toe? What? Put your
hold
suit
on,
out,
get
Meg.
It closer again.
Put your suit out, Meg.
Let me see your feet.
Dip your feet in some soy sauce and show it to the fucking world, Meg. Show us.
I got bunions, honey. I have hereditary bunions. I ain't even gonna try this. Mm-hmm.
Hereditary, huh? So you,
no, seriously, I was like in second grade. I used to think my feet were bony. Like,
oh, look what's here.
Bunion. I have hereditary bunions.
This has been passed down. This is an heirloom. This has been passed down to your grandma.
Yes. Both sides of my family got bunions, and I was in second grade. I was like, yeah, I have like really bony feet. There's just, you know, my feet are super bony. Thinking like. Because the bone was popping out, and then I got older and was like, oh, that's a bunion. Boo, you got bunions.
Meg see me doing like this. This is how she be walking.
Lean like a cholo, side to side.
We have to have a C-section. Why? The bunions. The hereditary bunions.
Elbows up.
Like Daffy Duck over there.
Is that a turn off for y'all fellas?
My parents' feet. Huh?
Ugly feet? Is that a turn off for y'all fellas?
I do love nice feet.
I mean, my toes are always done. They're not like I don't have rough heels or nothing like that. My feet are very well taken care of, but I do have bunions.
Yeah, they just be throwing bows.
It's not so much a turn off. If the feet, if you don't take care of them, like mm-hmm. if you don't get them done and stuff like yes. that, then that's
but, where so like is. If she had no nail polish on her toes,
if she had a clear coat,
no clear coat.
No, it's fine. If I see, if you got the DMV and I see like your crusty heels and it's like, you got like, you know, hanging out your flip flops. I'm like, oh God, it's hanging over your toes.
At the DMV with your feet out.
What, I but mean, wait, what if she got a lot of body, but her feet look like that?
See, I'm not starving. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not starving.
Hey, man, hey, my standards don't fall. I don't care how bad the body is. You know,
you gotta go take care of those. Because that means everything else is probably
right. Right. You don't give a damn.
You think the way she treats her feet is a reflection of how she treats her body?
Hands and feet.
100%.
Yes. Feet and hair is a definitely determination of how clean a woman is.
Mm. So what about for men?
Niggas just dirty. I don't know what y'all got to do there. Hey, we trying to figure it out ourselves. Should I put the cologne?
Why are you holding us to such high standards?
Hey, man, it's a double standard in this world. I'm a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you know early. All right?
Early. At least you're honest. Harm,
you got like a ring around your bathtub?
Oh, boy.
Right now. But that's because we have
people. No,
right
you now. Like you always have it. That's You yeah, come off as you always
had,
got a ring.
We had people staying. That was it.
Like, you use the same soap that you wash your hands with for your body.
Oh, boy.
No. We got hand soap. I'm actually a very clean person.
You got hand soap and body soap?
You know what? You know, like, how I would tell if a dude was clean? When I hugged him, I sniffed right here a little bit. Because you can smell their clothes, and you can smell if it's like they've worn this shirt multiple times. It smells a certain way. Mm-hmm. Or, is this a clean shirt? Do you, like, do your laundry? Is your clothes mm-hmm. clean?
Guess who else smell their shirts before we put them on?
Yeah, said, yeah what they check yeah,
we shirt? We all be like...
You should. Yeah. You should. And put on a new clean shirt if it stinks.
We can
get let me ask y'all a question. Do all of y'all have an iron in your house?
Yep.
I have a steamer.
I got an iron and a steamer.
I got an iron.
Herm, you got an iron? Mm-hmm. I feel like you got an iron.
You don't
like
see it right at the top of there? On top next to the Nike?
At the top next to a typewriter? Got a bunch of storage up there. He got Patrick Ewing's.
All right. All right,
it's
a solid iron.
I got this out of
you. Got a treasure troll.
That's
up
the
there.
Trick. They iron their dirty clothes to give it a fresh appeal.
You're smell that crunchy fried chicken
I'm
smell.
About to say, you can't iron dirty
some funky ass clothes.
Cause you can smell that too. You can smell dirt like burnt funk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When that heat hit that dirty shirt, it should be like, hey, bro, put me in the washer, bro. Don't put me on.
Yeah,
don't put me on.
Remember we used to crease our jeans right down the middle.
Yes, that heavy starch.
I ran out of starch one time. One of my homies told me you could use flour and water I use flour and water. Like, it's got to be light flour, but you basically shake that shit up like Stay Flow. Nigga, it basically turns like to bread and your pants start sticking by day three.
You was eating your pants by lunch.
I was dipping the pockets in ranch. Yeah.
Very mindful, very yeasty.
Look at the way I eat my pants.
Very dear, got a whole yeast infection from his pants.
Whole different meaning to call Hot Pocket.
It was all bad. I was like, fuck.
I think the brokest thing I did was in high school. We had, I know everybody used to wear the Tims. I had the leather black ones, and they used to get real ashy. They was looking real dick. So in the morning, I put cocoa butter on them.
On your what?
On your Tims?
On your Timberlands?
I thought you was going to say you put like a what you call it, a Sharpie marker.
Wait, why were they ashy?
I tried everything. Because I was waiting for my dad to buy a new pair. He wasn't getting a new pair. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? We got to workshop this. So I would put Vaseline.
Were they the black tips?
Only the black ones. I would, because they had to look new again. But they
were. Wait, you said these were leather? Like, they weren't the new buck black ones? They were the leather ones, or they were the new buck?
I had the leather ones. I had the leather black ones. And I know.
You ain't talking about suede, because I picture suede. We talking about like the shiny.
You know who wears those? The shiny black ones, not the suede ones. The janitor wears the leather Timberlands.
No, in ninth grade, we had the black leather Tims.
Oh, Herman was the janitor. Okay, he's the old.
If we zoom in,
it's a janitor name, bro. Yeah, Herman, you was doing a shift. You was working a shift at the school.
At 16, they're like, Mr. Herman, can you come clean the bathrooms? I'm like, nigga, I'm in algebra class.
Hold on, man. I'm buttering up my butters.
Hey, let's put it to a vote, man. We going with great sex, no love, or love and no good sex?
Damn.
I'm going no love, great sex.
For me.
No love, great sex.
I've been married for so long, I can't imagine me not being my wife now, so I would have to go with good marriage, bad sex.
But because you got options now.
You? Wow.
Man.
No, I can't see myself without it now. So
I think I got like a good quality 30 years of fucking. So I don't want to waste it, you know? I'll get love later. You know, there's people finding love at like 70. I could do that.
No, it's either or for the rest of your life. What you picking?
But if he died first, then what?
No, then you die at the same time. Y'all die at the same time.
No, this ain't no book, Meg. This
okay,
ain't
fine. No, this is a wizard thing. So if
the
you're
wizard ain't
size,
say that,
another
you now you ain't cahoots with the wizard. The wizard ain't never say that.
Oh, it's true love for life.
Death do us part. And when he died, I'm gonna go find love.
What you going with, D.I.?
I'm gonna go with good sex.
Yeah, no love, good sex.
Okay, Herb.
I'm gonna kill these niggas out here. About to walk out this.
Oh, we can't hear roommates. We can't hear.
No, we can't hear.
All right, all right.
You got roommates?
Me, your mom.
See,
I got one roommate.
Good sex, no love. He ain't gonna get.
Yeah, I'm going good sex, no love. You can't get love roommates talking in the background.
Yeah, I'm about to say you can't get no good love with roommates.
He gonna get some good sex, but he ain't gonna get no love.
Ain't gonna get no good love. They in the business, so you know.
They in the business too? Oh, you definitely just gonna get good sex.
Dang, Herm, you got roommates and y'all ain't got no real walls, because then y'all can hear each other doing everything, huh? I just thought about that.
Dang.
How do you schedule your hookups? How do you schedule your hookups? Hey,
He goes to the nursing home to go. All right, Lucy. It's your day. I'm coming through.
Hey,
Gertrude.
Is Miss Thompson got her break right now? I can
take her to the closet.
All right, Blythe, I'll be there at 2:20 after your applesauce.
Let me take my teeth out, her.
I always wondered why that nigga Herb drove that big ass van.
I like it when you leave them in and they fall out.
Hey, Herb, you would have been able to get your own apartment if you wouldn't have bought that van with that ramp on it.
Herm, do you really drive a van?
Don't drive nothing.
You got a race car bed? What you got?
I'm on a broke nigga display case. That's the bus.
We are inside the van right now, and he's in it from his shot right now.
Big van.
You see, none of this would happen if you would go get a hair piece.
Nigga, Herb is
and
doing
then it. Once you get your hair, bitches gonna start treating you different. They be like,
you for that car. Feet. Yep.
You ain't got to live like this.
And Herm already got the height. Just see?
That's what I'm saying. You got the height?
Actually, hold on. There's something wrong with you because if you got the height and you halfway cute and you over here ain't nobody paying for you to have a car, you doing something wrong.
Hey, start calling her backhand compliment.
I don't like taking things from women. Sir? Then I feel like halfway I owe them. Cute,
wild as hell. That's like somebody telling me I ain't that fat. Like, bitch, you still call me fat. I don't think.
Kind of fat, a little bit.
They don't think I'd hear you. All right, let's jump into this last topic of the day. We have 2010s hip hop versus 90s R&B.
This is easy for me.
Say it one more time.
2010, so that's 2010 up to 2019, hip hop versus 90s R&B.
I'm gonna look this
easy.
Up.
I just went R&B. To the Jodeci concert and the men still was singing. It still hit the same. Packed out.
That's all I still listen to.
I say, like, ain't no beat in 90s R&B.
What, is there an equivalent to how good 90s R&B is, though?
It's great. It's so good that it's being recycled now.
But 70s R&B is good too.
Here we go. This is a list of.
Well, tell us about it, Herm. How was it back then?
Well,
me and Frankie Lyman, we had a
Frankie Lyman.
Why do bad things again?
Me and the doo-wops.
Frankie Lyman was scary as hell. Are you gonna try to compare Frankie Lyman to Drew Hill?
Have y'all ever heard about the Frankie Lyman story? Have you watched that movie?
Hell yeah,
I love Why Does Fool Fall in Love. Yeah. I love that movie.
That was why that man really happened. He was so little too.
Yes. Uh-oh, he got called into a meeting.
He got called into the office.
Get your motherfucking ass up here, nigga.
Hey, the girl jumped in the room. You still on this damn meeting?
His roommate cut off the Wi-Fi. His roommate snatched the Wi-Fi out the
window. Oh, you mean his mom? She's like, oh, I'll show you. You can try to talk to me like that. Okay. Talk to your little friend.
You told me 1 o'clock.
Am I quiet as hell for you now, nigga?
Your mom was trying to take your wife on her.
Yeah, she told me she was going to cut me off. And I was like, hey, mom, let me talk to my friends for a little bit more.
You got
to
go do your chores?
We almost done. I didn't wash the dishes, but I just...
You told me 45 minutes, nigga.
I need 10 minutes, mom. Go after this. All right.
You know better. You ain't no white kid. You know.
Nah, I know. I know. My mom would have came and killed me. I know.
Herm, is your are both your parents tall or...
My mom is 5'11", my dad 6'4".
Oh, damn! Yeah.
Yes, so they're both tall.
Yes. Damn.
You don't play no sports?
I used to play deep Division I basketball.
What position?
I was hoping it was a tall sport.
What school did you play for?
I played for St. Francis in Brooklyn, New York. We was in the Northeast Conference.
Wait, you played for St. Francis?
Mm-hmm.
As a center?
Mm-hmm. I was pretty good. I could jump really high.
Ain't no way. As a center,
how tall are you?
6'6".
Oh, okay.
I was like 235 too. I could jump high, all that.
Prove it.
What, St. Francis? Let me look this up. See if this is true or.
Hey man, you ain't that tall.
By the end of
man.
Every episode, it's somebody that want to fuck Herm. Last time it was Kenesha. When Kenesha found out that nigga Herm was 6'6".
Hey, listen. The more, what did y'all say earlier?
Snap.
The more talented somebody is, the more confident they got.
Was a baddie. Let me show y'all real quick.
Listen, I'm trying to make an athlete. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody to go to the Olympics.
Herm was a baddie.
Oh, send me the link, man.
How did she find it so quick, yo?
That was very fast.
She the feds.
Wicked work. Wicked
you
work.
Kill Herm. Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
I'm a comedian. We be broke for a long time.
Hey, why don't people get compliments?
That picture.
Thank you.
People get compliments. They start getting squint in their eyes. He said, yeah.
just that, so maybe that's why.
It's difficult to get a compliment and not blink your eyes and blink. Look,
hey, Dion, the nigga did the hat like this. He's like, yeah, I mean,
very mindful.
Did he lick his lips to him?
Gary D.
He said, oh, man, you know, thing is, I was just naturally talented. I didn't even, if I really pushed myself, I could have made the league.
Hey, don't do it like that.
It says you, are you 6'6"?
That nigga said, oh, I played Division One basketball.
So yeah, it's a don't difference. Get it twisted. This ain't no JUCO, baby. Yeah,
well, I did play, I played JUCO too, though. I graduated from JUCO. I went JUCO and then went D1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, so that means you put the work in.
And I went to JUCO at Monroe in the Bronx, Lulu.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Hey, Lulu, why is this thing coming from your lap?
Huh?
You either got to calm down.
Lulu, you're going to have to go pick him up, girl. Cause I mean, somebody's going to have to pick him up. I can't go over there. You think I would go over there? My girl, you got to swoop him. Go get him.
Lulu's camera gonna go out. You're gonna see him in the background, like, hey, y'all. We gotta go.
That's so funny. Meanwhile, on the other side of the door, Herm's over there already. Girl, we on to you.
It's me making the noise on the other side.
My Herm's so nervous. He's like, can y'all hear that?
Hey, I'm gonna come back, like, hey, y'all. Lulu do got some nice feet.
That's so funny.
Hey, y'all know the meme of Forrest Gump that be running real fast? That gonna be me.
Hey, Herb.
I already know he don't need love. It's all good. Team.
Herb, I don't care if you 6'6". I guarantee you, Lulu still gonna fuck you. You will never fuck Lulu.
I'm going to the gym first before I go over. I'm cross training.
It don't matter, nigga.
She gonna have you shimmying out your britches, okay?
She gonna do the Vulcan neck grip right here on your shoulders.
Yep.
I'm bringing the honey pack over. Now
one of those.
I'm bringing the honey pack.
I'm bringing the honey pack. Than what you think. It's not.
I was like,
honey.
Oh wait, we got honey.
It's not honey, Winnie the Pooh. It's not.
Hello.
Wait, what's a honey pack?
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Young niggas.
Yeah, we ain't got time.
Oh really? Wait, I don't know what that is. Hold on.
You looked up who Herm was that fast. Mm-hmm. Look up honey pack, nigga.
That's what I'm looking up now.
You gonna have two more babies,
Viagra.
Oh, that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get this from?
Meg had babies and instantly became a 90-year-old woman, and it's so sickening to me.
That's a 90-year-old face right there.
Wait, look, how does everybody know what this is but me? Wait, where is this at? Where is
you
this
don't be
in the streets, man?
Because you don't be fucking, man.
I don't. I have a husband.
That's what happened when you over there choosing love and that sexless ass marriage.
Boom. You went around the love.
That ain't me, girl. And I didn't realize it ain't. I had two kids out of wedlock. I ain't saying I don't have to say nothing else.
That's because you lost a bet. He's like, if you lose, I get to leave it in.
There it is. It's in there. It's conception.
Well, I guess I won then, huh?
I get to leave it in.
Wait, so this is like cheap Viagra then?
Yeah.
It's her Viagra.
They was putting that shit on everything. They was putting it in food. Niggas was selling honey wings. I mean, wings with the honey pack on there.
Crazy. I've been seeing dudes put it in their drink.
It's in here.
So wait, does it work? Like, it works just like Viagra?
I don't know. Me and Herm will tell you next week on Squadcast.
Hey, I'm walking out of there with a new pair of Tims. That's how you're going to know it went down.
All right. Yo.
Non-lover.
He gonna have that Lulu belt right there on the shoulder. Come back, and I'm like a wrestler. Like, you see a Lulu thing back here? Come on,
hey Dion, hey, she gonna fuck the hair on him. Her gonna come back with a full head of hair,
luscious.
And it's gonna be just like Lulu's hair. You and Lulu gonna have the same hair.
Hey, we gonna be dressed
like
yo.
Yeah, gonna get a bacon egg and cheese.
You know what's funny though?
Bacon egg and cheese.
We outside. You know,
Herm the type of nigga is like after the Zoom go off, he be like, but are y'all for real though? You for real, Lulu? You
no, because he look like he can't keep a secret. So
yeah, he said. All jokes aside, though, you
all jokes aside. Now, nah, before
Lulu just get that inbox with the eyes, it's like,
hey, Lulu, I heard you was holding basic training at your house.
Well, come on down and put.
This is starting to become awkward now. Y'all don't know this is real.
Everybody else, just leave.
That was just
everybody,
us, my bad. Else, okay,
everybody else, go black. Everybody
let's
else,
answer, go the black. Answer the question. What was the question again?
You think it's turning red. He is busting right now.
2010s hip hop versus 90s R&B.
Okay. That's
right. Man, we know the answer to this.
Let's just wrap it up because at this point right now, Lulu done already took her bottoms off. So before we go ahead and get banned and shit, let's just go ahead.
This is a t-shirt, no bottoms, Tim's. Right.
Is the I'm essence like, of look, sex.
I heard her belt and her gun hit the ground. It's time for us to go ahead and wrap this.
Time to go. She already called the Uber. Got a honey pack.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Uber. If you ain't outside by the time I pull up, like that's it. That's all you.
And you better not honk, Lulu. Don't treat him like that.
I give him the text before I get there. Hey, I'm gonna be outside.
If she gotta come up there, it's gonna be problems. You understand me? She busting.
I know his mom gonna open the door like, well, you better come over here and meet me.
Like, ma'am, I'm just trying to fuck your son, not marry him. He don't want love.
My mom worked overnight, so you good. You can come late. We'll be fine. It's just gonna be me and you.
I feel like I gotta tiptoe inside the house and shit. Like,
yeah. If you gotta use the bathroom in the middle of the night, you just gotta hold that shit.
Hold it.
Yep. Nah.
Nah, I ain't doing that again.
All right, hip hop or R&B? What we doing?
R&B.
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 R&B 90s.
I think I gotta go with that 90s R&B too. It's just too good. It's too good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is unanimous with the R&B, 90s R&B. We want to give a special shout out to our special guest today, Mr. Dion Lack, Herm Rice, OG Squad, Lulu Gonzalez, Meg Scoop, and I'm to hear more. Appreciate y'all watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Verse. Peace, guys.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.